It's a safe bet that education will be a headline issue in this year's race for Pennsylvania governor. Incumbent Tom Wolf, a Democrat, made school funding a major focus of his first 4 years. And yesterday, Republican Scott Wagner won his party's bid to take on Wolf in November. And he has said that education will be the cornerstone of his administration. Though, what does that mean and what does the challenger have in mind? Keystone Crossroads' Avi Wolfman-Aaron offers this look at the Republican state senator from York.
During his run for the Republican nomination, Scott Wagner did a telephone town hall on education. Midway through, a caller named Ann from Pittsburgh asked him why more students aren't going to trade schools. And Wagner got excited.
And you are now in my wheelhouse.
Wagner is a college dropout who started a string of lucrative businesses. When he talks about education, he focuses a lot on its relationship to the economy. Pennsylvania, he says, needs to do a better job preparing its graduates for actual jobs.
The lack of skilled people, you know, coming into the workforce out of schools is actually going to be a ball and chain around Pennsylvania's economy.
Wagner toes the Republican line on many education issues. He likes charter schools and vouchers. But Stephen DeMora of the group Excellent Schools PA says the issues he focuses on
aren't necessarily what those of us in education policy think of as education policy on a day-to-day basis.
So yeah, Wagner might back the school choice initiatives that DeMora and his allies support, but he spends a lot of his energy talking about career and technical education or other things with economic implications. He thinks, for instance, the teacher pension system is an outdated drag on the education system, and he wants to shake up how schools are funded.
I am on a mission. My mission is to eliminate your school taxes on your home. That's my mission.
Wagner is one of the loudest voices for eliminating local school property taxes. He wants to shift the burden to higher statewide sales and income taxes.
My goal is to get it done in the first year of my administration.
Wagner says he wants to make these shifts without taking any money away from schools. But opponents are already positioning him as an anti-education budget hawk.
I think Scott Wagner's priorities are to gut public education.
Donna Cooper is with the left-leaning Public Citizens for Children and Youth. She's among those who helped lead the backlash when former Republican Governor Tom Corbett cut some state education spending in the wake of the recession.
That's going to look like a sliver compared to the chopping that Scott Wagner's going to take to state funding for public education.
It's true, Wagner has long been skeptical of adding more money to the education system. Here he is in a 2015 interview with Keystone Crossroads.
They think the solution is more money. Well, the solution is let's get our act together and let's fix the problems, and then if money's needed. But nobody wants to fix the problems. It's just let's throw more money at the problem. And, you know, every time you do that, the money disappears and the problem's still there.
Wagner says he's not a slash-and-burn guy. He's all about spending dollars more efficiently. And perhaps a bit contrary to his tough guy persona, Wagner says he's also concerned about the inequities among Pennsylvania school districts. Here he is discussing school facilities in the suburbs versus school facilities in struggling cities.
We spend, you know, all this money on these Taj Mahal schools. I've seen pictures of the Erie schools, and some of the buildings are in incredible disrepair, and it's wrong.
Wagner says he wants to make it right. To get that chance, he'll need to defeat an incumbent who will be touting a record of increased education spending, a de-emphasis on standardized testing, and a bipartisan compromise on the teacher pension system. Avi Wolfman-Aaron for Keystone Crossroads.